Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Seth?
Yeah, this is him.
Oh, hi, Seth. My name's Tina, and I'm one of the technicians in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Good. Good to hear. Happy Thursday, right?
Yes. Happy
We're
Thursday.
almost there, not that we're counting, huh?
That's right.
So I know that you were speaking with Tara, and I know that she's really good as far as explaining the program, but did you have any questions regarding where you're going to appear on the search results or how this works
Yeah,
other
I'm
than
just
price?
worried because I live out in a small town, and I'm just kind of skeptical about how that's going to work for if people are in Wichita or something. They're going
Got
to
it.
get more local people.
Okay. So with this program, it would benefit you because you'll have kind of like the best of both worlds. Because you're in a small town, you'll get a farther reach. Okay. And the reason I say
Okay.
that is the radius for you wouldn't be dependent on you. It would be dependent on the end user. Okay. So let's say that
Okay.
somebody searches for your service and they're in an outskirting area closer to Wichita. But you happen to be the best match for what they're searching for because we've given you the most dominant internet presence locally. You could be found on the first page of their search results because of that strong internet presence, right? So because of that, you would start ranking in a larger area because you're in a small town, okay? So it's kind of like if we place and we do this in the entire North American region, meaning we cover United States and Canada, right? So let's say that we place a company in New York City that happens to be a taxi cab company. They might get a very small radius because there's tens of thousands of
So
taxi
many,
cab companies in New
yeah.
York City, right? But let's say that we're working with an art gallery out in Idaho. They might get a several hundred mile radius because there's less competition, right? So that's what I'm
Yeah.
saying. If you're in a smaller town, that would work to your advantage. And the main benefit is in the exclusivity, meaning that the position just became available. We are filling it today. So if it's something that you'd like to take advantage of, once we begin working with you, we're actually going to block out the entire category, meaning that we cannot work with anyone else that does what you do. And I'm sure that you can see the benefits of being on the first page in front of your competitors, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are we thinking on a monthly fee? 'Cause I just dropped a grand on Angie's leads. That's what I'm doing.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, we work with a lot of the Angie Leads competitor or clients, I should say. This is the other side
Really?
of the coin. Yeah, because they're a lead generation service, right? So they're going to charge
Yeah.
you per lead, whether it turns into a job or not. And with this
Yeah.
program, it's going to be unlimited. So it doesn't matter if you start out slow and you take on 5 jobs in a month, or if you grow your business and you take on 50 jobs in a month. Either way, you're
And I've
paying
heard,
that.
I've heard good things about you guys versus Angie's leads.
Yeah, that's the nice thing about this. We have a lot of people that will put their leads on pause for a couple of weeks just to try a program like this. And what they find is eventually they save a ton of money on their lead fees and they don't even have to buy leads anymore because why would you when people are calling you directly off of Google? You know what I
Yeah,
mean?
exactly.
Yeah,
Yeah.
so that's the beauty of a program like this. So, let me see. You just are new as of this year, is that correct?
Yeah, but we've been in this field for years. Like, we just haven't been established.
Okay. Well, that is still going to qualify you then for our new in business rate, which is a 50% reduction off of our regular pricing, and it'll set everything at a flat rate month to month of just $299. The program comes with
Is
a
it a
one-time
contract?
No, it's a month-to-month subscription, okay. And we do that, Seth, cool. Because we're a performance-based company, right? So we allow you to try the program, track the results that you're getting, and pay as you go. If you're ever not satisfied, you have the right to cancel at any time, but I'll tell you, you're never going to cancel because you're absolutely going to love it, and no one would ever cancel on profit. And the beauty of this program is that it's all trackable. So you're going to get a detailed tracking system where you're going to be able to see, you know, how many new clients you received. You'll also see how many keywords they typed in to find you. And if they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll see which zip codes they're coming from. You know, that way everything is very transparent. Now, do you have a business Facebook by chance? I think you do, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, I thought I saw one. Perfect. The reason I ask is because we're a premier partner to Google, Google also allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads, and it's really cool how that works because you know how when you search for pretty much anything online, chances are next time you go to your, you know, Facebook account, there's an ad for that popping up, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that doesn't happen by accident. That happens because the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for. So we would make sure that if they're searching for anything that's relevant to what you offer, that next time they go on their Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for your company coming up. So it's something that's designed to bring you even more new clients coming from the social media platform. And then we're also going to program you into the mobile platform. So you know how more and more people these days are doing the searches from their smartphone? Meaning like if you need something, you don't have to go to like a computer and boot it up and search it. You can just pull out your phone. Most phones have Google built into them, right? And put in plumber near me, for example. So we'll make sure that now a lot of people don't realize that a mobile device is on a different platform as a regular computer. So once we program S&B Automotive and Weld Repair into the mobile platform, now you're also going to become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. Okay? And, you know,
I definitely am interested.
Okay, yeah, so I'm sure you'd like to give it a shot, and that way you can see how well it works, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm excited for you. You're going to absolutely love it, Seth. So I'll send you a confirmation email. What's the best email address to use?
It's sbautoweld@gmail.com.
sbautoweld@gmail.com. And then what is your last name?
It is Seth Warren, W-A-R-R-E-N.
E-N, okay, that's what I was going to guess. Okay, and then is this the primary number you would like to have displayed on Google?
Yes, can you put, actually, the 620, this number that you're calling me.
Okay, and then there's a secondary line?
Yeah, that'd be 786-789-4453.
So on Google, it's best to have one number showcased, but I can put both numbers for internal purposes. So which one would be better to be the primary?
Let's do the 620.
The 620, okay. And then for text messages, if we were to text you, what would be the best number?
That same one.
Same one. Okay, perfect. And then for the listing on Google, do you want it as S&B Automotive and Weld Repair, or would we add in Inc. or LLC, anything like that? What's your thoughts there?
No, we're not. We haven't opened our LLC yet, but it'll be soon.
Okay.
And
then
rolling.
If you decide to add that in the future, any revisions that you make are free of charge, meaning they're included in the package, so you could always call us and add the LLC, but for now we'll leave it off. And then Oh, I found a Facebook link for you guys, but I don't think this is you because this one has.
Is it a green or purple background?
Hold on. I want to go back to it because I clicked out of it because I was trying to see if it was you. This one has. No, this one has a 517 area code. I don't think this is you. Let me type it in again. Oh, you know what? The difference is this one has the and symbol. It's SMB welding. Okay. So
we have a Facebook page and then an actual profile. And they're kind of different names because you have to. If
okay.
It's not a page, you have to actually make it a name or something.
So what I'll do is if I can't find it right now, because I'm going to create an appointment for my technician to call you later to go over your keywords and service area. There you go. Yeah, you can always send me the link and then they can, go from there and get it linked up so that we can start running the ads on it. And then I have the web address, which is the GoDaddy one. That's the one that I can see with the green, the green background on it. So I definitely have the correct website. And then did you want to set this up using a debit or a credit card? What works best?
A debit, but my wallet is at home right now. So when she calls me back, can I set it up then?
I don't have a way to set it up until the account's paid. And I have 40 technicians calling out. And
I got, I might have pictures of my debit card. Hold on.
Okay, no problem.
Oh, I got it right here.
Oh, perfect. Okay. So
I'm ready whenever it's a MasterCard. Okay.
Okay. I got to go back to that screen. One moment, please. Sometimes computers have a mind of their own. Sorry to hear about those skaters. I saw that there was the U.S. Figure Skating Championships in Wichita.
I've seen that.
They were
in
right
the 700s.
Yeah, and then they all left, and some of them, so sad, right? They were in, some of them were in that plane that went down in Washington, D.C.
Well, it's kind of weird how it was two different groups.
Right? I know. It's so strange. It's almost like it was targeted or something, right?
You never know.
You never know. I know. It's just eerie the way such weird things are happening these days, so, yep. But, okay, so Seth, I got back to the billing screen. So now tell me, how does your name read on that card?
Seth Warren.
Okay, and then
Mr.
is it
Master.
Any change in the billing address, or is it still 426 Main
no.
Street? It's the
it
same.
Is.
Perfect. And then go ahead with the card number.
5109-6800 0913-7215.
Okay, and
1227.
Perfect. And the code?
886.
886. Okay. So what I'm going to do is go through a voice verification recording with you, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I will create that appointment for my technician to call you later, and they will go over your keywords, your service area, linking up your website and getting you placed. Now, some of this is a little bit repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot, so just kind of bear with me. So it says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
It's SMB Automotive and Weld Repair.
Thank you. And please state your name and title with the company.
Seth Warren. And what was the other question?
And then your name with the company? Your title?
Owner operator.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Perfect. You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, February 6th, in the non-refundable amount of just $398. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the sixth day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, so that concludes the voice verification recording. So I'm opening up the calendar for our technician, and I'll see what's open for the client interview. And
is there a portal I will have?
Yep, absolutely.
You're
going to get a portal with a username and password in your welcome email in just a moment, and that's the same portal where you're going to be able to go in and track the results through the Google and through the Facebook and the keywords and the whole nine yards. Now, the client interview is going to take approximately 20, maybe 30 minutes max, and I have an 11 o'clock, a 12 o'clock, or you could do 1, 4, or 5. So what would work best out of those options?
Do one.
One, okay. So what I'm going to do is block out an hour from 1 to 2 o'clock Central Time, and that's just in case our technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 1:15. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour. And then lastly, because I got you special pricing that is not available to the general public, I just want you to go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that will ensure that the pricing never goes up. So did you get an email from me now that says, or actually, did you get a text that says thank you for choosing?
I got a text message, but this phone I'm on right now, the screen's broke, and we're about to go check it to get fixed.
Oh, okay.
I got your email on my phone.
Okay, so you can't get into the text or the email, right? Or can you?
I got the email.
Okay, so if you can get into the email, you're going to get a couple of emails in a row, but the one that has the link in it for the terms and conditions is the one that says your initial invoice, okay? So if you can open up that email, there will be a little blue link in there that will say click here to accept your subscription terms.
Okay, I see that.
Perfect. So once you click that, all you have to do is scroll to the bottom. That'll open up a page, by the way, that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. Once you scroll to the bottom, there's going to be two little boxes that you have to check. One to show that you received text messages, the second to show that you're authorized. And then you just have to plug your name in.
Let me click on the... Oh, now it's letting me click on the...
Is it? Okay.
The heck? There we go.
Yeah, sometimes phones and computers.
All right, my username and password.
Perfect. I was just going to tell you, if you see a prompt for a username and a password, don't worry about that because that information is in your welcome email, but that's your sign that it went through. If you didn't get that, then that means there was some kind of a glitch and it didn't go through, but the fact that you got that means that it did go through. Okay? Now, you're also going to get an email that says action needed. Yep, Tina, that's me. I just added you to the calendar for that 1 o'clock appointment. So you'll get a little reminder like an hour ahead of time that that's coming up. But also, you'll get another email in a couple of minutes that says action needed pictures for Google verification.
Yeah, I got that.
Yep, what that is, Seth, is Google is going to protect you guys as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to be a valid business in the area. So it's going to ask you for a business license or a business registration or a work vehicle with a Kansas license plate, or if you have an invoice with your address or a business card. I think there's like 7 suggestions on that email. Don't stress about sending all 7. You don't have to do that. If you only have 2 or 3 of the things they're asking, that's fine. Just send over whatever you can, okay? Sometimes people, you know, they think, oh my gosh, I don't have everything. I have to do it later. But
and I can do that in the dashboard.
Well, there's a link in the email that it will help you to upload that. But yeah, that same link that you upload in that email is in the dashboard under the business information tab. So it's the same page where you would upload documents that we need for the Google verification. But other than that, you are all good to go. I mean, I'm so glad that you're able to try it. I know that you're absolutely going to love it, Seth. So have a profitable year. You're very welcome. And then stand by. My technician will be calling you around 1 o'clock today, okay?
All right. Awesome. I appreciate it.
Thank you. You're very welcome. And if you ever need me in the future, I'm at extension 777. So our toll-free number is at the bottom of those emails. And then if you ever just wanted to call in and make an update or you need a technician, you would just hit option 1 and anyone that answers the phone can help you. And I even think I may have found your Facebook page. Tell me if this one's you. It has the green logo in the bubble, but there's like a purple in the S&B behind
it.
Yeah, and it actually says Seth Bryce Auto Weld.
Yes. Yeah,
that's it. Okay. I figured that was you. Perfect. Okay. So they're going to send you a little link later that will say, please add us to the Facebook page so that we can go in and start spoofing it up and running ads on it. So you'll get that after the fact when my technician calls you later. Okay.
Awesome. All right. I appreciate you.
Oh, you're very welcome. I appreciate you too. Have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye.
All right. Thank you, Seth. Bye.